The home of the Suns run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
How do you stay strong when you're off for a week? Good morning, it's Doug and Wolf. We're live in the Auction Community Studios. Suns play Sunday if Jazz and Clippers are done for Game 6. Suns play Tuesday if there is a Game 7, because Game 7 would actually be on Sunday. And we were insured of a Game 6 last night. Clippers win 118-104. Series is tied 2 games apiece. Home team won every game. Now, Game 5 Wednesday, Clippers-Jazz, to see who gets the 3-2 lead that then could ice it on Friday and have a 2-day turnaround, really a day and a half turnaround, to face the Suns. Or if the Game 6 winner is not the Game 5 winner, you then get all the way until Tuesday, a massive 8 days in between games, 9 days of rest before the Suns would play again.
Man, that seems like a lot of rest for a team. A lot of rest in the postseason.
Very abnormal.
I'd much rather have the rest than not have it, though, Basinonians. It's not even close, right? I mean, Chris Paul, I think, needs the rest. Jay Crowder, I think, needs the rest. The entire team. The rest of the, I mean, the process, I think, for the most part, they've just got to sit down and collect themselves, hit the reset button. And I think it's important, especially with some of the young guys, you know, take care of your body, get some rest. But not only that, think about what it is that we've accomplished so far and what it is that we need to do, and double down on what it is that you need to do. I have this vision in my head. Just knowing that we many times would sit around and talk about things, and I realize in the game of football, you vet things and you do it in an audible way, Basinonians. You get it out. You have to say it, and you have to talk about it. I think basketball is very similar in that regard, based on what I've been told inside the locker room, that they do talk about a lot of the possibilities and envision matchups down the road and talk about what it is they need to do. I think this is a good pause for the Suns, especially the young Suns, to get coached up a little bit by a guy like Chris Paul, Monty Williams, Jay Crowder. I think it's good for everybody.
Just to calm down a little bit.
I think it's good for Chris Paul. Other than that, I don't think anybody on that team, who's it going to bother? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, you know, you rather keep going. They're going so well. What have they won, 7 in a row?
Yes.
And, I mean, you want to keep playing. You know, you get into a groove. It's the best when you just play every other day, you know, and we're going good. You play the game. You get the next day to recoup, get in the ice bath, do what you got to do, get your body right, play the next day, and keep it going. But it's okay, you know. Take some time, you know, you play maybe some scrimmages, bring in some referees at some point, about 3 days, just to get try to get some sort of game type situations. But I don't think it really matters one way or the other.
I think it's a really good conversation, but I admit the alternatives are so dumb, it's not a point of stress. Like, did you want to lose a game to the Nuggets on purpose? So, well, we don't want this much rest. You know, you're not going to do that. And then I don't think you really necessarily want a total game seven, because if you get a game seven, not playing all the way until Tuesday does seem a little obnoxious. But Bobby Marks was on with Burns and Gambo yesterday, and he said something that on the surface, it's kind of morbid, but it's so true, especially when you look around at the other series. Every game, the Clappers.
That's good.
Thank you. Every game the Clippers and the Jazz play, better than the class,
that
but that's
good.
What it was. It was Jazz. It was the A from Jazz in there. Every game the Clippers and Jazz play is another game somebody could get hurt, but as long as you don't clap for it.
No, it's a good thing. I mean, even when I was in New Jersey in the 2002-03 year, we lost in the finals to San Antonio. We won in six games against Milwaukee in the in the first round, but and then wound up sweeping the second round and sweeping, swept the Eastern Conference Finals and, you know, wound up coming home to New Jersey, split 1-1 against San Antonio. So I think the more rest, the better here. I don't think you'll be in a position where you're going to be rusty. I think if you were maybe starting, you know, the benefit will be as far as if they're going to start home or, you know, start on the road here. I think, you know, certainly if you get the Clips at home, that's a benefit going into Utah. You have that Jazz home crowd, but you're also probably having a Utah team that will have just finished off a tough series.
I think the thing that really makes the Suns a great team, Basinonians, is their mentality. I honestly don't think they care at this point in time. I think this is a tough, tough team. Their mentality, I don't think they care what the quarter is, what the score is, what the series is at, 2-1, down 1-2, whatever it may be. I don't think they care. I kid you not. I think they just approach each game in a very professional kind of way. I think we've seen this over the last 7 games. There's no denying it. The 3 games they closed the Lakers out, the defending champions, closed them out. And then, of course, the 4 games sweeping the MVP, the league MVP, and Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. Sweeping them. It's just the mentality, man. The toughness overall of this team, I think, is what makes them special.
Have you ever seen a pitcher get frisked?
No.
You will.
Yeah, I know. Spider attack.
The news has just come down starting Monday. Monday. So you have the rest of this week to cheat. Starting Monday, a starting pitcher in any game will have 2 mandatory opportunities for the umpire to check him over for cheating, for using spider tack.
But they're random, correct?
They're random. Whenever the umpire decides
whenever
to do
the
it,
umpire decides
he's subject
to
2 of them as a starting pitcher. If you are a relief pitcher, you will either be checked at the end of the inning or when you are removed. So as the relief pitcher comes off the mound, he's got to stop by the umpire first and to be checked out to see if he is using any illegal substances.
Wow.
His glove, his hat, his fingers will be checked over by the umpire. If you are found to be using, you're immediately ejected. And then what can happen is up to an immediate 10-game suspension.
That is big time right there.
They're
right?
Serious.
10-day suspension.
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
Right. I said 10 game. It should be 10 days.
10-day suspension, actually. This has got to happen, though,
yeah,
Douglas.
Yeah.
It does have to happen.
It's gotten out of hand fast.
You're telling me that this spider tack has really changed the spin rate
yes.
for so many of these pitchers right now. And
which has made the game unentertaining because everybody's striking out.
Exactly right. You're either hitting home runs or striking out.
So it's so weird. If you're going to a Diamondbacks game and you're sitting there and a relief pitcher gets pulled, he's got to have a rest area, pull over, stop, have a little pit stop to get checked out. That's it's the right thing, but it's still funny. Coming up next, Clippers Jazz. What should we be looking for the remainder 2 to 3 games of this series that'll affect the Western Conference Finals? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The number one story of the day.
The world is finally getting to see how great Devin Booker is.
Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kelleher.
Devin Booker has been underrated for the past 5 years.
Phoenix, I mean, I've said all along, they were my team to get to an NBA Finals.
I think they're going to make the finals. They're peaking at the perfect time.
Man, it's so much fun.
Doug and Wolf's The One.
For the first time in the history of us doing The One, or going back to the starting five, Clippers Jazz makes it as the number one.
How about that right there? Clippers Jazz, ladies and gentlemen. Who would you rather see the Suns play? The Clippers or the Jazz? First of all, let me just say right now, I hope the Phoenix Suns aren't sitting around talking about this. Well, I'd rather play the Jazz. I want to play the clip. Unless you want to play him because you don't like the Clippers and you want to bury the Clippers. That's a possibility, too, I should have considered. Maybe it is. Yeah, maybe we want to play a team because, you know what, we lost to them in the season series, and Paul George was acting like he was all that and in Devin Booker's face. Maybe we'd like to stick it to him. You know what I mean? If that's your mentality.
Suns and four guy wants the Clippers.
If that's your mentality, maybe that's not a bad way to
go. You want a piece of me?
I should have considered that. Honestly, I think it's more, ladies and gentlemen, about the Phoenix Suns, and that sounds like such a haughty thing to say. It does, and I know it makes me so uncomfortable, but right now, if you tell me the expectation of DeAndre Ayton, the expectation that he will continue to play like we've seen him play this postseason, the expectation of everybody getting better, oh my goodness, Mikal Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, listen, we all knew Devin Booker was going to explode in the postseason, right? Wrong. I'm sorry, you know, you got to prove it to me. You've never been there before. You've never played in a game like this. You've never played in a series like this. You've never played in a closeout game. You've never done this, ever. This is a prove-it business, a prove-it sport.
Well, he's never done it in a conference finals. Do you still feel the same way?
Here's the thing. In the postseason now, he's been proving it. He's been doing it. You don't think Devin Booker has gotten better, Basinonians, because of that? You think he just assumed the whole time he was going to be great because Kobe said be legendary to him? You know what? I'll tell you right now. I don't believe it. You tell me that Devin Booker, when it's just Devin Booker in the pillow, and again, he's there at night and the shadows creep. I did it, didn't I, LeBron? You have to at some, every, Devin
Booker.
Would
he whisper?
Devin, yes, there's no doubt about it. Devin Booker has reached a new level of D-book, so to speak. The affirmation. The confirmation of actually going out, and it's one thing to think you're going to be legendary as opposed to being legendary. And we have seen him in two closeout games be legendary. Doug Lease, are you kidding me? There's a big difference in saying, I'm going to do this, and then actually doing it. There's a huge difference in that. Especially whatever.
I don't know
task,
why you're talking to me. You're never going to get
whatever,
me on your side.
Whatever.
On this
no, it's just the truth. Whatever task you have at hand, you can say I'm going to do that, and I'm going to finish that, and I'm going to complete that, and I don't care what obstacles I'm going to get over. It's one thing to say it, and another thing to do it. Why is that a difficult concept to understand?
I think those of us that disagree with you look at it as you're right that just by saying it, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We know that that's not the way it normally works. But all the people that were disagreeing with you are people that have seen Devin Booker time and time and time again. And when they say he's built for this, it was just the supreme knowledge. Feeling like we know this guy and we know that mentality. And that mentality wasn't going to suddenly disappear in a game.
Well, for me, then, you're saying he's not a human being. He doesn't have doubt. Everybody has doubt. Everybody has doubt. Everybody fights that. Sports in particular. Do you think there's failure in sports, Basin audience? You better believe there's failure. Do you think Devin Booker has experienced failure in his life? Failure in his professional career? Yes! It's not even close. So, to me, once again, you can always sit there and say, you're going to do A, you're going to do B, and you're going to do C. And until you do A, B, and C, I'm sorry. Prove it. Isn't that right, Zaven Collins? Isn't that right? Everybody that's been drafted into the National Football League, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, prove it. Oh, my goodness. We can't say you're this until you do that. And when you do that, now we can say you're this. To me, it's just, man, it fires me up.
What if we said you're wrong?
Because you're actually saying, yeah, again, I would say, okay, great. Devin Booker's not human then. What you're telling me is he's this. He's a robot, Wolf. That's what he is.
I don't think the doubt was going to come in unless he failed in game one against the Lakers. Then I think the doubt starts. I don't think he had any doubt in his mind. He was ready for this.
Yeah.
Now, he goes 0 for 10 at the beginning. Oh, of course. The doubt settled. What's going on here? Why can't I get on top of this?
Yeah, just once again, you know what? Honestly, to go out and be great when it matters the most in game six of the Lakers series, when suddenly now all of a sudden it's an elimination game, a closeout game against the Denver Nuggets, and you go out and you pop in 34. Yes. Be legendary, man. No doubt about it. Say it all you want. How many times have we heard a guy say he was going to do this, he was going to do that, and he didn't? Oh, my goodness.
Now, what did all that have to do with Clippers Jazz?
What? He just got me up. The whole mentality, I woke up right now at
9:20. Oh, I see.
Literally 9:20, basic audience. Woke up. And it just, I am fired up right now because I think Devin Booker, this has been affirmation. This has been confirmation. The postseason for Devin Booker. Everyone talking about D-Book and, oh my goodness, he's a superstar, and I think we all believe that he is. I think the rest of the world, the basketball universe, is starting to find that out based on what he's done in the postseason when it matters the most, of
Devin
course.
Booker on two counts. Number one, the world is finally getting to see how great Devin Booker is. Devin Booker has been underrated for the past 5 years. This dude is legit, all right? And now he's showing it. 28 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists on 49% shooting throughout the playoffs. Booker has never been talked about as one of the top 5 players under 25 years old. People wrote off, oh, it's empty calories, 26 points a game. So what? You couldn't reach the playoffs even though it was the West. Now he's showing people how great of a player he is, and props to Chris Paul for giving him love.
That was Chris Broussard just on a roll.
That was awesome.
First on FS1 yesterday.
He was obviously fired up about it as well.
He woke up at 9:20.
Yeah, 9:20, whatever it may be. But listen, this is what they need from Devin Booker, and this is the way they need it to continue to go. The confirmation and the affirmation for Devin Booker right now. This is going to catapult him to a whole new level. Just like DeAndre Ayton is being catapulted to a whole new level of understanding what it takes and what it means to be in the postseason and how you're supposed to play in the postseason and the intensity you're supposed to bring and the tapping in of the rage tree. This is a learning experience, not only for Devin Booker, but also for DeAndre Ayton, also for Mikal Bridges, Campaign, Cam Johnson. Man, this is going to pay dividends down the road for the Suns.
By the way, I've been following on Twitter while Wolf was ranting, because you know, what else was I going to do? New little piece of news on the spider tack issue, which is the tacky substance pitchers have been using to cheat, get better spin rate, better tackiness on the ball.
Yeah.
If you get suspended, you can't be replaced on the roster.
So you're suspended for 10 days.
And your whole team is down a guy.
Yeah, 10 days, and you're just down. Oh, that's sweet. I like that.
That is strong.
I like that.
For those of you who don't know, in soccer, a red card, you can't replace the guy. So you're now playing 11 on 10. And it's kind of like that. A guy gets red carded. He's off your – well, he's still on the roster, but technically you don't get to replace. You can't call somebody up. You can't call a reliever. You got to make a reliever a starting pitcher if it's a starting pitcher.
That's brilliant. So now you'll suffer individually and your team
yeah.
will suffer.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty steep.
Woo.
So coach of the year is not a Sun. MVP is not even top three for the Suns. And now on two different defensive teams, we ain't got nobody. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The home of the Suns run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
And in my day, you were allowed to bleed and you didn't get taken out. So you just start about? Bleeding all over yourself? Yeah, when you get kicked in the face like that.
Playing soccer?
Yeah. That's awesome. Good morning, it's Doug and Wolf. Thanks for listening to the two of us in the Auction Community Studios. We're watching Hungary and Portugal. Ronaldo's already had a couple shots while we're sitting here in the Auction Community Studios. And then we're also watching MLB Network with all of the new guidance on the sticky tack, or spider tack, which is the sticky substance that's mixed in. And now the new punishments for everyone involved. Now you will be suspended and potentially face worse situations if you are an accomplice. Mm. If you are a staff member of the team who's involved in hiding the substance or creating the substance.
This is huge.
Yeah. And there's some guys that have actually been paid by their current team to help them lose. Because there are some guys that were known as the clubbies or bullpen guys who worked for the opposing team. So, for an example, Chase Field was not one of them. But you come to Chase Field, and it's always the same guy who's in the visitor's dugout or the visitor's clubhouse. And some of the guys in other places was making great type of tacky stuff, so they would make huge tips from the pitchers of opposing teams for coming in. So in a sense, you're an employee of the home team and you're helping them lose.
Yes.
So that guy could get suspended. So there's a lot going on baseball-wise today, and we'll keep our eye on it and see how it affects the Diamondbacks. Hopefully, maybe they'll start winning. Maybe their pitchers weren't cheating enough.
Stop it.
Sorry. Coach of the Year goes to Monty Williams when it's voted on by fellow coaches.
His peers.
But the media says it's Tom Thibodeau. MVP-wise, goes to Jokic. Nobody goes crazy about that.
Yes.
And even I, who was championing Chris Paul until about the last 3 weeks of the season, and then it just seemed like Chris Paul got a little tired, intensity was waning, and Jokic kept right on going.
Yes.
But the fact that Chris Paul in 7 months could do this for a franchise and not be in the top three in the MVP vote?
Number five.
I thought that was a negative on their part.
Yes.
And now the all-defensive team has come out. Mikal Bridges received the most votes of any player. Most points, I should say.
Yeah.
Who didn't make first team or second team.
Right.
And oh, by the way, there isn't third team.
Yes.
So he's not all-defensive.
That's well, he is a little defensive. I'm sure at this point it's a... Listen.
Well, he'll get asked about it.
Mikal Bridges, he should be a perennial player on this team. He should go multiple times and be on this team, the NBA all-defensive team, based on earnings. But I'm not surprised he didn't get named to it this year. I mean, the Phoenix Suns have taken the league by storm. It's like Pro Bowl voting. Pro Bowl voting, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you always win a year later than you should have. And you hung on a year longer than you should have as well with the Pro Bowl. The Suns came out of nowhere. People thought the Suns would be good, but nobody except maybe Kendrick Perkins thought they were going to be this good. And to Doug Lisa's point right there, I think the Suns have taken the league by storm. And you know what? They didn't do well in these postseason awards because of it. I think people are still trying to get over the fact the Suns are one of the best teams in the association. The Suns are a great team. They've missed the postseason the last 11 seasons. I think people are having a hard time justifying those two things. Chris Paul, how many months has he been here?
7 months tomorrow.
7 months tomorrow. Look what has happened to the profile of this franchise, known as the Phoenix Suns.
I think a lot of things that you have to look at with these rankings / awards, too, is that these are all regular season awards. So no one's looking at what the Suns have done in the postseason and then voting.
Oh.
I think this shows you a lot of people didn't believe in what they saw.
Yes.
I mean, if you're looking at the Suns are the only team that are established in the conference finals of 2021. There are 30 teams in the NBA. One is in the conference finals right now, and that's the Suns. If that would have been known, I think a lot of these votes would have been a little different. If you would have known as you're filling out your MVP ballot that Jokic was going to get swept out of the playoffs by Chris Paul, does that change your vote? I mean, they're going to say, no, it's a regular season award. But if you know that that's about to happen, or if it just did happen, would anybody be changing their vote? I think what's occurred here is there's a lot of people said the Suns are a cute story. Mm. But this isn't going to last.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, you can't have the coach of the year. You can't have the MVP. Mikal Bridges can't be all defensive team because this isn't real. And it's going to be, it's going to be proven in the postseason.
Yeah.
Well, it's real.
You know what's amazing? There's a little town called Clayton Ledoux. Just Google it, my young Kronk brothers. Clayton Ledoux. It's a little south and a little west of the city of St. Louis, Missouri, ladies and gentlemen. Are you familiar with St. Louis, Missouri? Of course. Clayton Ledoux.
St. Louis, yes. Clayton Ledoux,
Clayton
no.
Clayton Ledoux, it's loaded with old money. And I mean old money, Basinoni. It's manors all over the place. And if you saw this little town, you would know that it was haughty. And the people at Clayton Ledoux would always look down on the new money of Chesterfield, which was all the way out west of St. Louis. That's where all the Cardinal, not all, the vast majority of the Cardinal players, they all lived out in Chesterfield. That was new money. And the people of Clayton Ledoux would look down at the people of Chesterfield because it was new money and not old money. And I really think that is what has really plagued the Suns, the fact that they're new money. Not old money. They're new money in the NBA. And it's the reason why a lot of people, I don't know why I'm having a hard time talking. Maybe I need some coffee.
Here's what I'm worried about. You got people talking about the Chung in round two.
Yes.
And now for the conference finals, you want them to talk about Chesterfield.
Yes, Chesterfield or Clayton Ledoux. Which one are you? Figure it out, ladies and gentlemen.
What are the Jazz?
What are the Jazz?
Like all three teams remaining in the West.
I would say the Jazz, they're Creve Coeur. Go ahead and look at that.
I never thought I'd get a St. Louis geography lesson.
Creve Coeur is a suburb of St. Louis.
The socioeconomics of St. Louis.
Yes. Okay. So you've got Clayton Ledoux, that's old money. Creve Coeur is
Now, is there anything local here?
Newer money.
Does Scottsdale look down on the nicer parts of Gilbert?
I have no idea. Do they really? I mean,
I think Scottsdale looks down on all of us, don't they?
Wild West mentality out here in Arizona. It's one of the reasons why I love it. There's a cowboy mentality that still permeates this.
It doesn't permeate anymore.
Yes, it does.
Not the state permeates. It does, but not Phoenix. There's no permeate.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
I was saying the state.
I'm kind of feeling that way, too.
You're kind of not liking that right there? What is it, Mitch, you don't like?
I don't know any of this geography either.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You're talking about St. Louis?
Or maybe I just wanted to hear that drop from Paul's kid. I don't know.
Coming up next, who's legit?
You're weird this morning, Mitch.
Who's not? It's coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Home of the Suns' run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
Are you buying it? Are you selling it? ESPN phrases it as real or not, believe it or not. Any little game that you want to call this, it's not quite as good as everybody's favorite game show, which, of course, is my favorite game show, which is both neither either.
Oh, yeah, both neither either. I forgot about that.
Because there aren't always three options, so this doesn't fall into the category of both neither either. But ESPN has this real or not real after getting
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. It's time for both, neither, either, with Doug and Wolf.
Okay, it can't be both, neither, either, because that would be three options. Well, you got to take one of the... Okay, fine.
Okay. Just because, do neither or either. It's fine.
Because it can't be both on this. But here's the game. ESPN labels it as real or not. I give you a headline. You declare whether or not this headline is real or not.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
So we'll go with we'll go along with Minch's game. Neither, either. There is no both because both can't be true.
Yeah, right.
The Suns are the favorite to win the West.
I'm going to say yes. Yes. Is that how we play either or neither?
Yeah, you did well on that.
Good. I'm going to say yes.
Now, the reason why they are looking at it as a yes.
You know what, first of all, the both either or neither.
Both neither either.
Go.
Both neither either. Go, okay? That's fantastic.
Just honest.
But we don't have a both neither
I'm
either
saying
here.
Yes.
They're saying it's real.
That's the way to do it, Mitch.
Because Chris Paul averaged 25.5 points a game and 10 assists on 63% shooting.
Okay.
And it was his best assist-to-turnover ratio in any playoff series since 2008.
How about that right there?
So they're agreeing.
That's the truth. That's the real deal.
So that would be real.
Chris Paul and the impact that he's having. Not only the tangible impact, they're going out and lighting it up for 37, but making everyone else better around him. Think about that.
Do you think this is real or not?
No.
Or neither either.
Oh, okay.
The Nets' title chances now that Kyrie's got the injured ankle.
Yeah. Well, you have to tell me how James Harden is. And James Harden is doubtful for today's game. Doubtful. And I guess that's an improvement from where he was, but doubtful is what they're calling it right now. In a hamstring, look out. Look out. And he pulled that thing badly, obviously. So now all of a sudden, that could be something that could flare up once again, just like Kyrie's ankle.
After what happened in Game 4, which is being labeled one of the worst halves by any starter in playoff history, what are Atlanta's chances, real or not, at slowing down Joel Embiid the rest of the series?
Yeah, boy, is he healthy? That is the question.
That's why the question is being asked.
Right, I know.
Can't answer a question with a question.
That's just so – well, yeah, of course you can. It's called the Socratic effect, ladies and gentlemen. It's you answer a question with a question. You went Socratic.
And what happened to him?
Let me just say, well, he passed away eventually, Douglas, but he was a brilliant individual. Even though I disagree with his theology, of course, he was a brilliant individual, and I don't know why that was hard to say.
Yeah, I always took you for more of a Sun Tzu guy.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I am. What was the question once again, though? Because I was enjoying this until you got me sidetracked.
Well, what happened, I think, wasn't he charged with treason? And Socrates had to drink the hemlock.
It wasn't Socrates, and you know it wasn't Socrates. Socrates, my young crunk brothers.
I see. All right. The next one on the list of real or not, Reggie Jackson is the number three for the threesome of the Clippers.
Oh, Reggie Jackson's number three.
Now, see, for me, that's not real. It rotates between him and Morris, depending on whether or not Morris is hitting his threes.
He looked really good last night.
He's important, though.
He looked really, really good last night, man. No doubt about it. I would have to agree with that.
Now,
because Morris is all over the place.
Here is one where I am going with totally not. I mean, to the point where I'm like, you're trying to start an argument by this question.
Zubat!
Donovan Mitchell is the best guard in the conference semifinals.
I can't go there. You can't say that definitively, that he's the best guard. I'm not going to go.
Especially there. When you got Booker and Paul.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
We all know it's the comparison to Devin Booker. We all understand that.
I'm kind of leaning towards more and more I want the Jazz in the next round.
Why?
For that matchup.
For that reason
Just for the Donovan Mitchell-Devin Booker
thing
to be put to bed and for all the Jazz fans to accept the reality of the situation.
You know what? I accept that. I really do. I think you're right about this. Why not the Jazz? Let's bring the Jazz on.
Like, nationally, that's not going to get that much excitement.
Just not tell them that, okay?
Nationally, it's not that big of a deal. But locally, and am I right? Does anybody else feel a small Salt Lake City rivalry because we're both the two little brothers of L.A. and we're sick of it, and you just and now it's your time to shine?
No, that's Denver.
Personally, I think Austin Rivers is better than
Denver's
every guard.
Denver's up
in the conference
there. Are you kidding me? It's Denver and Salt Lake.
Well, you know who quits fast is Austin Rivers. Oh, wait, there's somebody coming at me. I better foul him. I can't play defense against him.
Oh, man.
Man, he quits fast.
Right there. Where do the Suns go from this point right now? What do they do right now, ladies and gentlemen? To me, are you kidding me? This is a situation where, and this is where I'm having a hard time. I actually came to the conclusion the Suns are a great team. And I'm going to make that my you, as a matter of fact.
We haven't done the you.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo, woo.
Duggan Wolf's.
It's all about the you. It's all about
the you. Brought to you by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com.
My big takeaway from today's show is the tweet I just received from Matt. Matt, I'm with you. Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes.
Yeah, very nice right there. The Phoenix Suns are a great team. Peace and strength.